Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
So much happened this opening weekend. Let's break it all down next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome to FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Monday, April 11th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And let's start with Kyle Wright from your Atlanta Braves. Scott, he looked awesome this weekend. 6 shutout, 2 hits, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. The curveball usage was up, and he's only 27% rostered. How intrigued are you by Kyle Wright?
Pretty intrigued. I mean, we've seen him a few times before in the majors, and obviously it didn't amount to much. And he's already 26 now, so you'd think his opportunity has passed him by, but he had a really strong finish at AAA. Last year, got some solid time down there for really the first time. He got a nice long run at AAA. It wasn't just that he used his curveball more in this start. It's that it was up like 3 miles per hour. It was a firmer curveball, and it was a very effective pitch for him. It was responsible for 8 of his 12 whiffs, a good whiff rate overall. I'm still not sure he's going to be enough of a strikeout pitcher to be a bona fide mixed league option, but good ground ball skills, and I think worth a flyer if you want to take a shot on a pitcher off the waiver wire.
All right, Scott. Well, where does Kyle Wright rank amongst other standouts this weekend? Merrill Kelly with the Diamondbacks, Kyle Gibson with the Phillies, and then Mackenzie Gore. He was a standout in the minors, and it seems like he might have an opportunity with Blake Snell going on the IL.
Okay, so I will take Gore. He's the main one I want because of the upside, and I do think he's coming up. Tyler McGill would be my second choice. He showed a lot of upside. And then Kyle Wright over Kyle Gibson, who I think his upside is limited.
All right, let's talk about Andrew Vaughn and actually a trio of outfielders. Andrew Vaughn, Stephen Kwan, and Connor Joe. Andrew Vaughn hit 2 home runs this weekend. Stephen Kwan went 5-for-5 on Sunday for the Cleveland Guardians, and then Connor Joe hit a home run on Saturday, stole a base on Sunday, and he started all 3 games for the Rockies. Scott, how do you rank these 3 if you need an outfielder? Vaughn, Kwan, Joe.
So Joe, now that it looks like the Rockies are committed to playing him, as committed to playing him as any team is committed to playing anybody, seeing as the number of players we saw get days off around the league, I mean, Joe was in the lineup. So he's number 1 for me, certainly for the times he's at home. Good on-base skills, enough power to play up at that park. So he's number 1. It's a closer call between Kwan and Vaughn. Vaughn has more upside, I think, but the playing time isn't as certain because it seems like they want to get Gavin Sheets at bats as well. And, I mean, Kwan's pretty interesting in his own right. It wasn't just the 5-hit game Sunday. He's now become the first player ever to reach base 12 times in his first 3 games by 2. Like, nobody had more than 10, and he's at 12. Mm. Plus, combining regular season stats and spring stats, 48 plate appearances, 0 strikeouts for Stephen Kwan. Like, he knows how to put the bat on the ball, and it's high enough quality contact to matter. How much power will there be? He hit 12 home runs in 77 minor league games last year, so I don't think it'll be 0. Will it be enough to make him an integral part of fantasy lineups is questionable, but like, there could be like a prime Michael Brantley outcome here, who is a very good player in fantasy. I think in points leagues, at least, you prioritize Kwan over Vaughn. Otherwise, maybe Vaughn over Kwan.
Love the rhyming there too. Vaughn and Kwan. I have a feeling we're going to be talking about these guys quite a bit as well. Let's wrap up with reliever happenings from the weekend. Scott, Anthony Bender, he blew a save, but he also converted one save for the Marlins. We saw Art Warren with a traditional save on Sunday for the Reds. Drew Steckenrider got the first save for the Seattle Mariners. And Daniel Bard picked up a save for the Rockies, struck out the side against the Los Angeles Dodgers. So how would you rank these 4, Scott? Bender, Art Warren, Steckenrider, Bard, if you're in need of saves.
So I go Bender first. Don Mattingly said he's his go-to option for the ninth inning. So it's declared a declared closer, a rare event. And I think he's the best reliever in that bullpen. So good combination there. Anthony Bender is definitely number one for me. After him, I go Art Warren. I think he has the skill set of a closer. I think that Tony Santian save on opening day was a red herring. It just, he happened to be warming up when it became a save situation, but we saw Santian set up for Art Warren Sunday. And what was Warren's season debut? So I think they were saving him just for that moment. Daniel Bard third, don't really trust him, but I mean, he looked good in that outing. He has good stuff and the Rockies seem to want him closing. And then the final option, Steckenrider for the Mariners, because I think that's going to be a mess all season long.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.